is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report on Banyan and Conway, part of a movement, just not ours. I've come to a conclusion that's been obvious in many ways, but I was refusing to recognize it, probably because I was still in denial at some level. Unbelievably, I, along with probably a gazillion others, have been waiting for the evil axis of Stephen Banyan and Kellyanne Conway to explode and disappear, caught in the vortex of one mind-thumping disaster after another, victims of their own self-delusion and President Trump's mercurial impatience and narcissism. I finally realized that's not going to happen because they are walled in behind the embrace and ideology of a movement which ensconced them totally, allowing them to perfectly rationalize every sting and arrow of outrageous fortune as simply haters, as Conway calls them, and a broad opposition party, as Banyan has referred to the press. I get it now. Part of the prerequisite for working within movements and organizations dedicated and determined to win change is a relentless conviction of the rightness of your cause, the expectation of constant attack, and the resilient ability to bounce back and continue on course no matter what obstacles and arguments are thrown in your path. I've been there and done that. In the middle of such operations, you always have to work hard to keep some doors and windows open to the outside, or you're caught in a tactical and strategic jail cell of your own making. What finally slapped me awake to recognize my own mirror was reading a long piece by Molly Ball in a recent issue of The Atlantic, which took Kellyanne Conway as its subject, with extensive quotes from Steve Banyan working as her cheerleader. Let me share the clues. Stephen Banyan says, "Remember, Kellyanne was not a mainstream pollster. She had every marginal act out there. Social issues, security moms, immigration. She was a movement conservative pollster." Banyan told Molly Ball, "Sean Trendy's missing whites theory and Conway's polling on immigration formed the intellectual infrastructure of 2016's populist result." He added that Conway was part of a cabal he had started to build with Jeff Sessions and Sessions' then aide, Stephen Miller, who was now a senior White House policy advisor. This is her central theme. "This is the reason I got to know her. The idea that she was merely a spokeswoman rather than a true campaign manager misses the point," Banyan said. "Communications was everything to Trump. No offense, this wasn't the Bush campaign." "Steve, she can stand in the breach and take incoming all day long," Steve Banyan told Molly Ball. "That's something you can't coach. She figured out that she doesn't need to win the argument. All she has to do is craft a semi-plausible, if not entirely coherent, counter-narrative so that those who don't want to look past the facade of Trump's Potemkin village don't have to." Anyway, Kelly Conway contended, nobody cared about alternative facts except the elite, out-of-touch intelligentsia who spend all day winding one another up in the echo chamber of Twitter and cable news. It was haters talking to each other, and it was the media. Quoting Jason Miller, a Trump campaign and transition team member, "One thing people don't quite get is that she is a living, breathing folk hero for millions of people around the country." Wow. Need I say more? You get it, right? In their movement, they've created their own closed-circuit channel where they're the only interested in talking to the base for their revolution and only, at least for now, really communicating to their people, where both of them are heroes in their own parade. The problem for their movement, like every movement, is that you at least have to neutralize the opposition to win, not simply discount and ignore them. And to the degree their movement depends on one leader, Donald Trump, they face the same risk as any charismatic movement faces, especially if the patience and support of the public continues to wane. Until that happens and the rush and adrenaline of their moment, the rest is all just water off a duck's back and haters going hoarse who they don't hear, who are just spitting in the wind. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.